Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Vince in the Bay. Hey. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. So strap in, kids. Enjoy. The lines are open. I'm taking calls at 347-826-7667. I want to remind everybody, this is a 100% Jew-free broadcast, also 100% flawless-free. And I want to bring on a good friend of the program, none other than Moxie.
What's poppin'?
Not a whole hell of a lot. I was hanging over in Debbie's chat there for a second with Blue Goose, and then Blue Goose reminded me that...
You had
hey,
a
dude,
show.
Aren't you doing a show? Hey, dude, you got a show, man. Yeah, he caught
right.
me. I was hanging out over at Debbie's show. She was doing some wacky stuff, man. She was having people call in. No, she was having like these crazy Pakistani people call in, and then some Indian guy called in, and they were like arguing on her show. It's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, she's Debbie's show really is sort of her show's almost like a chameleon. It just changes form every night. I mean, one minute it's intuitive advice, next minute it's like paranormal talk, the next minute it's troll talk, and the next minute it's like impressions, and now God knows what.
It's amazing now, that the internet is big enough for Debbie to do all of those things, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, she did a great impression of Bill Clinton too. She's talented. I'd love to have Bill Clinton call in. It's good to hear him on the phone earlier.
That might happen.
I'm gonna try to hang out with him and Calpo tomorrow morning and give him my NFL picks. I haven't even looked at it. I got to look at the spread. That reminds me. I got to look at that. That can be part of my activity here on the show is figure out what my picks are going to be for his show tomorrow. NFL. What is this? This week in the playoffs is wild card. Wild card playoff.
Google is your friend.
I'm totally using my friend right now. Okay, checking this out here. Let's see who's. I don't even know who's playing this weekend. But thank God I have my friend here with me. The Jets versus the Colts. The Ravens versus the Chiefs. The Packers versus the Eagles. Is that right? And the Seahawks and the Saints.
Okay. You know how I base all my picks, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I basically look at what Dr. Pote is saying, and then I go from there.
Right. Seahawks and Saints. But I thought you always liked to be on top.
I generally go with a team on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to start all kinds of fun rumors.
I know. No, and for just to clarify for the dirty minds in my listenership, what we're talking about is the over-under. That's what Cowpoke uses when he has females on who don't know, or not even that. He does it to guys, too. People picking the football games that have no clue what they're doing, he breaks it down to, like, you know, you have to bet on the over and the under. It's the total number of points and that is going to be scored in the game. And the over under is, you know, sometimes it's around like 40 points. And if you think the total score between both teams in that game is going to be over 40 points, you take the over. And the way he breaks it down is if you take the over, you like being on top. But if you take the under, you like being on the bottom.
What,
he makes
I
it very sexual. He's a pervert.
Yeah.
He's a pervert.
It's very sexy.
I had to take a shower after I did that. Kind of like it's kind of like a sport.
I go for a good mix, though. You know, I go for the over and the under. I like to mix it up.
Yeah, me too.
Mm.
That's what we have to do here on the. On the show.
Disorderly conduct.
Yeah, we like to get a little disorderly with our conduct here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where's VMAC?
Blue Goose is saying Colts, Ravens, Eagles, Saints.
Taints?
I'm saying...
Oh, Saints.
I'm saying Saints, Colts, Ravens, Eagles. You know, I think I agree with Blue Goose, actually. Yeah, yeah. I think that's a safe bet. I think Amy likes the top better. I love it when the lady's on top and you get a full view, and if they know what they're doing up there, you don't have to do a goddamn thing. And then once you're done, you don't have to flop over anything. You're already laying down. What do you want? Anywho, Ken says, I hope it is Jets and I do not care. Fook the Jets. There's people out there that probably would and probably have fucked all the Jets. I think the Jets are a jinxed franchise. I mean, this is the now remember, kids, this is the team whose coach has a really odd foot fetish. The and recently did a series of home movies with his wife featuring this foot fetish. Earlier this year, the team got in trouble for harassing a Mexican female reporter who was in the locker room in really tight jeans, kind of asking for it, but still unprofessional nonetheless. Also, the team is getting sued by a trainer, I think it is, or a masseuse, who used to work for the Jets and was sexually harassed by Brett Favre, who sent her text messages of his cock. Really small cock, too. Almost embarrassing for everybody involved.
If he manscaped, he'd gain a visual inch, I'm just saying.
All right, you got me all worried about my visual inch now.
I'm sorry.
We should do it. You know what we should do? We should write a straight version of Hedvig and make it Hedvig in the visual inch.
Yes! Let's do it. We can make it a musical.
Yeah, exactly. Make it a musical ripoff.
Well,
but
it is
like
already, isn't it?
instead of a hermaphrodite or a botched sex change guy, it's just a dude. Who just wants to bang chicks, and he's like, he finds out this trick where he can add an extra inch. This whole time he thought he only had a 4-inch cock, and now due to the extra inch, he found out he's actually got a 5-inch cock.
Wow.
And this opens him up to a whole new world. He's liberated, and suddenly he goes on a sexual rampage with his newfound manhood.
And it's only a visual inch. It's not an actual inch.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Head big and a visual inch.
I love it.
That would be softcore porn, I think. Well, I mean, it's an extra inch, hard or soft, right? I mean, oh, is he the character? No, I would say hard at the character's 3 inches. No, he's 4 inches. No, he's 4 inches and then 5 inches.
Yeah, I'd say 4 to 5. That makes it more believable. The audience doesn't have to work on that suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And Brett Favre can play himself.
Yes, he can. Absolutely.
All right, we're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Moxie here with yours truly, Vincent LeBay. We're taking calls. CoolCat39 says, all men have a 2-inch dick when it's out cold. When it's cold out. Which is kind of the same thing. But.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Slugga having problems with logging out? What? I keep getting logged out, but they keep my kitty up. Is this Now, are you using kitty as a euphemism here? What's going on? I'm confused.
We can say pussy here, right? This isn't a family show.
Yeah. It's, if you want to talk about your vagina, just say it. Okay, let's see. Amy says, okay, here's a poll. Who's a shower, a shower, or a grower? Oh, Amy, I personally am a grower. I'm not a shower, I'm a grower. And I have a feeling I'm the only person that's going to answer that poll, right? No, so the joke's on me. I get it. Fine.
I don't have that equipment, so I can't answer your question.
I know. That was... Oh, sure, sure. Icono. I'm both. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I don't get that. It's true, though, right? I mean, some people are growers and some are showers. What's the difference? I really want to get to this, you know, behind the science of it.
Well, there's some people, there's, I don't know the science behind it. I really don't. If Iconoclast wants to share, if he knows anything, if not, use your friend.
Yeah, he says he's blast below the waist. I love it. And see, all the good ones are gay. I'm telling you. Damn it. Icon's awesome. All the good ones are gay.
I actually lied. I'm not a grower or a shower. It's
what?
Just, it's like a little mushroom all the time.
Ew.
It's like a little joystick. You remember? You remember
like Atari.
When, like, yeah, exactly. You remember when? No, not even that, dude. Like
smaller.
Same era. Remember when Donkey Kong was big, and for a little while they had this little miniature, little plastic, electronic Donkey Kong, and it was, they did like Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. They were like little miniature things, and they had their little joystick
yeah.
that was inside of that little miniature little thing.
Yeah,
that's kind of like what it resembles. That little, kind of like what you have on your typical model remote control. Airplane or helicopter type of thing.
That's fabulous.
Okay, so moving on. I want to thank everybody in my chat for showing up here. You don't have to do this. You're not getting paid that well for it. Amy, Blue Goose, Ken Moore, Moxie, Stephanie Morris, Icon, O-Class, DX, the SS regime. Holy shit.
Ooh,
SS.
Scary.
And Cool Cat 39. And Peter B. Gordon. Berg. Peter Berg. Done. Pete.
Or Pete. Yeah, we all know Pete.
Stephanie Morris. I'm familiar with Stephanie's work. Thanks for coming through, Stephanie. All head, all the time. Next on Vince in the Bay. Trimmed, scalped, or bald? What? Ken, you're fucking crazy, dude. I don't understand. You sound like when I talk to Ken, he sounds like a normal, level-headed, reasonable human being. But sometimes he just says some shit that I just don't know where it comes from. The SS regime. Welcome to the program, the SS regime. Yikes.
So what's up with Peter? Peter's got a bit of an attitude. I, you know, Pete is normally a cool guy.
What does he say? He says, hey, man, you sound like a massive maggot.
And then says, sorry, typo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, dude, who are you calling maggot? But,
well, obviously that was directed at you, Vince, just saying.
Yeah. Well, this is a call-in show. We're looking to answer your questions here tonight. It's Vince and Moxie with you. I could go into some other bullshit like the news or the... there are actually some things that I think are funny, oh, what's the word? Ironic, maybe? Coincidental? Oh, I don't know. I could go into politics and stuff. I know a lot of people in here like to are just kind of waiting for that kind of shit to pop, because at night that stuff kind of dissipates. And those political junkies are still looking for their fix. But we can chop it up about everything. We just did sports with my picks. You heard it. I'm doing the Cowpoke show tomorrow, and I'm going to pick the Saints. I don't know what the over-under is. I'm just going to have to decide that on the spot. But I think I'm going with the Saints, Colts, the Ravens, and the Eagles.
I'm going to go with the Taints. Can I do that?
Of course. You're flawless.
I'm not.
Well, I mean, you're not part of the flawless crew.
I was for about an hour.
Remember? Oh, whoa. Is this guy trying to say I'm pretending to be Dennis Miller? Obviously, he's not heard me before. I hate Dennis Miller. Can't stand that guy. I think he's posing as a conservative because he knows that the liberals are an easy target, and he is a liberal, and he's basically doing self-evasive humor. He complains about living in Los Angeles and living in California and living in basically a communist socialist state. It's like, just get the hell out then, dude. If it's so bad, leave, bro.
Yeah, you know, I think Peter needs to get his girlfriend on his little miniature cock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I thought Dennis Miller was funny when he did the news on Saturday Night Live, but I honestly don't see any difference between him and fucking the other guy on Saturday Night Live that's a goddamn senator now. I mean, Jesus, Stuart Smalley is a senator now? I mean, come on. Well, I guess it makes sense. I mean, Sonny Bono. We're just talking about Sonny Bono. Oh, did we talk about that yet on my show? We talked about that on your show.
No, we talked about it on the Humor Institute. Yeah, let's talk about it here. All right, let's talk about this topic.
Yeah, all right. So for people who weren't around, I was on Moxie's show, the Humor Institute, earlier, and I brought this up over there. I was actually going to bring it up over here, and then I brought it up over there, but then I'm like, fuck it, I'll bring it up again over here. If I can bring it up. Okay, so this is just in from Gawker. Apparently a photo has surfaced, a four-year-old photo, if you will, excuse me, of a Republican congresswoman getting her breast licked. That's right. Mary Bono Mack, the Republican congresswoman from California's 45th congressional district. First, that would be former Senator or Congressman Sonny Bono's wife. Or
right, not
widow.
The singer Bono from U2. That's not his wife.
Yeah. Different artists. And so these photos surfaced of Mary Bono Mack hanging out at a fundraiser, getting a little randy with her friends. I guess they had a few cocktails, throwing them back with
I
bet you do. And so basically what happened was this Republican congresswoman, Mary Bono Mack, was caught, these photos surfaced of her in a sexy pose with a female campaign donor licking her breast. And I tell you, it's pretty hot. And what a breast it is. We don't see the whole breast. Don't get too excited, kids. It's not a fully exposed breast, but it's a fun, it looks like they're having a good time. Let's just put it that way. Everybody's having fun. And it turns out that the woman apparently licking Representative Mack in the picture is Edra Blixeth, who is a former billionaire and is apparently a campaign donor to Mary Donna Mack. And yeah. It's pretty wild and crazy, but it helps paint a new picture for this 112th Congress that's just been gambled in with the Republicans taking control. And I'll tell you what, look who's in control of this photo, huh? Check this out. If that isn't corporate welfare, you know, billionaires sucking on the teat of the federal government right there, literally happening before your eyes. The Peter Bergdon's ass.
Yeah? What's going on?
What's his problem?
I don't know.
Got video? He says he's got video.
Of what? Let's see.
Of Congressman Bono Mack getting her nipple sucked on, apparently.
I want to see that. The only thing I'm disappointed in is that it's 4 years old. So
yeah, how come this is only coming out now? Yeah, why are we only finding out about this now?
I know, and why hasn't it happened since then? Or maybe it just hasn't been caught, you know, on camera. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe this happens all the time.
I'm sure it does, you know, and it really helps. I think this is going to open up liberal voters, actually. I think a lot of liberal voters are going to be like, oh, hey, wait a second. Maybe Republicans aren't that bad. Look, they party. They do lesbo stuff, too. Hey, maybe we'll vote for them.
Yeah.
They're already looking forward to 20. They're already looking ahead at 2012. Those Republicans know how to campaign.
Yeah, this was a January surprise, basically.
Yeah, for sure. It is Girls Gone Wild. Wait, what?
With
Cool Cat wants to see your Girls Gone Wild video, Moxie. When's that hitting the shelves?
Yeah, it's already out, so it's you know, it's a little.
Oh,
bit
you
lab.
Didn't tell me it was out already.
What do you think that big party was for? Remember? Damn, that's been out for months. That's new.
I was so coked up at that party. I don't remember what the fuck. First of all, when you go to parties in L.A., if you know you've gone to a good party in L.A., if you don't remember who you went there with, who you met when you were there, whose house you were at,
or how you got home,
and whose room whose apartment bed you woke up in, and how you got home.
That's real talk.
Yeah. That's how you know you've been to a party in L.A. If you remembered it, you didn't go to a party in L.A., okay?
For sure. Faux show.
All right, 347-826-7667. We're coming to you live here in California, the West Coast. It's 10:30 p.m. If you want to join us here, no matter what part of the globe you're attached to right now, you can dial in at 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
attuned to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vincent the Bay back here with you, Disorderly Conduct. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, A-Monet28, Blue Goose, Cool Cat 39, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Lady Slugga, Moxie, Peter Bergden, and friends. And it's Vince back here with you, and Moxie with me still, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I had something I wanted to say, but then I got distracted. This chat room is moving so fast, I can't keep up with it.
I haven't even been looking. I clicked back.
Yeah, it's you're not missing anything.
Okay.
Yeah, Ambient. I saw Ambient. Yeah, you know what? But here's my experience with Ambient. The first time I took it, I took two pills, which were, I don't even know what milligrams they were, but whatever the standard dosage is, I guess. And I swear to God, I thought I was taking a sleeping pill, and I felt like I was on fucking crack. It was crazy. Like, I was, hallucinating and shit. It was nuts.
Yeah, Ambien is really weird stuff.
And then, I was like, wow, I could fucking, because I was trying to take it to go to sleep, but then I was just like, fuck, I can party with this. So I just started, saving it and just doing, a couple at a time, and I'd fucking trip and trip and trip. And then after a while, it started to, the trips got shorter and shorter and shorter, and then it just got to the point, where I just got sick, and I didn't even trip or anything. I would just get, real heady, and I would just get sick. And then it got to the point where it just didn't even do anything to me anymore. Almost didn't even matter how much I took. Same thing with the other stuff. Not Ambien, but Xanax. Xanax. Did Xanax for a while. After a while, you build up a tolerance, and it just doesn't work anymore.
You know what makes me trip is any sort of liquid codeine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure.
Are you talking about Cizerp?
Yes, sir.
Are you on that lean, baby? Yeah, I'll tell you what. I try to stay away from that stuff. Although I do have a history of hitting Robitussin pretty hard. I went through a pretty hardcore Robo phase. Me and my friends, we were so obsessed with Robo for a while that we dreamed up a new superhero named Robo Man, because when you're on Robo, you feel like you're a fucking superhero and you can destroy the universe or defend it or either, whatever. Have you ever done a lot of cough syrup?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've just had normal doses. I can't handle it. You know, it just makes, I hallucinate. It's crazy. I haven't taken that in a very long time, decades.
Yeah, well, growing up here in California, we had typical conventional drugs here. But as I got older, I started, and I moved to San Francisco. San Francisco is kind of like a hub for a lot of Midwesterners to, as is, Chicago, New York, whatever, any other metropolitan center. So there was a lot of people that I met when I moved to San Francisco that were from Michigan, a lot of Michigan people, tons of Michigan people, kind of like your friend, Larry. And,
my friend.
And this friend of mine, he grew up in a small town outside of Kalamazoo in buttfuck Egypt, Michigan, and they didn't have conventional drugs out there. So they had the best they had was the pharmacy. So they would just go there on a Saturday night and load up on Robitussin, and they would get so fucked up on Robitussin, they'd just they would like dress themselves in diapers and go to parties and just like they just do this craziest shit because they're so fucking tossed on Robo. It was nuts, and I can see why. If you ever try it, kids, don't say you found out about it from me. But if you're an adult and you don't have anything to do for an afternoon and you're sick from called in sick from work, maybe you legitimately have a cough and congestion, why don't you, instead of taking a couple of what do they prescribe, like 2 teaspoons or whatever, take half the bottle. That will cure your fuck. Not only will that cure your cough and your congestion, it will probably help you clean up your apartment or your house.
Really?
Yeah. And it's almost borderline. It feels like you're on like acid or something. It's pretty amazing.
And so, it kills your liver, but that's
yeah. And it
that's
makes
for
and
later. You don't have to worry about it.
It does permanent long-term damage to your nervous system and your ability to reproduce, and you'll lose your hair, and you'll grow man tits if you're a man, and you'll lose your tits if you're a woman.
And you will lose that visual inch if you're a man.
Yeah, no visual inch. No visual inch.
Yeah, gone.
Done. Nada. Okay, 347-826-7667. I want to thank all my homies in the chat room for making this thing go so fast. I don't know what you're talking about. Peter Bergden says he's stoned right now. I hope that's making an excuse. I hope that's not an excuse for you being an asshole. I hope that's just a reason why you're an asshole. Any hoot.
This is not a flawless free show, by the way.
Oh yeah, did I not mention that? This is a 100% flawless free show, and it's also 100% Jew free.
No, but there's pleasure. Flawless in the chat.
There's no flawless in the chat.
Mm-hmm. Want to make a bet?
Well, I'm not looking at the chat right now. What? Who's in the chat that's flawless? Do you not want to divulge on air?
I'm just, we prefer to discuss that privately.
Okay, we'll discuss that privately.
You know, just me and you, one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody else. We're just going to PM offline, away from everybody else.
Yeah, Icon just typed it. It's
right,
Caramel sure. Queen is in as O-E-N. Anyway.
As what?
O-E-N.
Oh, no, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was. My computer's freaking out. I don't know what. I have no control over anything. You people just take the show and do whatever you want with it. Yeah, they've infiltrated. I don't know what. I lost control of my switchboard. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Taking calls 347-826-7667. Gotta go to the phone lines and the 612. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yo, what's up with you, brother of another mother?
Dr. Boat?
Dr. Boat's in the house down here at the airport. So if I hang up, you guys, because I have a customer walking towards me, okay?
All right.
So
go ahead. Just shaft this for a customer. It's fine.
Yeah.
If I say copy that, that means I got to go, okay?
That'll make for great radio.
Hey, Vince, did you ever listen to my comedy show, The Left and Right?
No, I haven't yet. I'm following it now. I think I was already friends with. I might have heard it once upon a time because I was already friends with you.
Right. Well, it's friends with the left and right. It's Johnny J. Utah. I'm the openly gay married man, and then there's the other gentleman, my buddy of mine, does does the religious right. So we argue. Of course, you know, Johnny J. Utah, openly gay man, halfway through the debate, he goes into tears. So we had our second show the other night, and I blubbered halfway through. So we had a good time.
Oh, that sounds great. So you play a character that's gay and married?
Yeah, openly gay married man for insurance. And I'm an Obama lover. I want free insurance for my health care. And, you know, he's a right-wing Baptist, you know, and Brimstone from Alabama. I live in Detroit, and we go at it. You know, I try to keep myself straight, but I become a crying, bawling idiot, and I yell and I holler at the righty. He reads from the Bible, and I yell at him for a half hour, and we get emotional, and then we end the show.
That sounds brilliant. I can't wait to hear that.
He's an openly gay married man. We had one the other night. It's called From the Left and Right. You're friends with that. I friended you on that show, and I sent you a PM from the left and right.
Yeah,
it's on there. You'll see the friend. It's a picture of Uncle Sam with the headphones on his head. And it's me and my buddy do it. So we, you know, he's the Baptist Brimstone from Alabama, and you know, he's a right winger, and he talks like that. And I talk like a gay married man like this the whole time. Then I start to cry the whole time, and I just can't help myself. You know, I go on and on and on. We have a good time. So it's emotional. Just something else to do. And I see you've also been following Bill Clinton. He appreciates that very much, listening to his show.
Yeah, you know what? It was a treat to have Bill Clinton come through on my show in the afternoon the other night. And then we just caught him on Moxie's show a little bit earlier tonight.
Yeah, hey, I tell you what, I had a great time on your show. Vince
oh, my God.
Vince is not gay. Yahoo. It was phenomenal.
Mr. President, it is an honor to have you on here. I can't believe you're everywhere these days.
Copy that. Yeah, I know.
Mr. President?
What?
Mr. President, are you there?
Yes, sir. Oh. Yeah, I'm right here.
So what's going on what's going on with you? Are you cruising for some ladies tonight?
We're at the airport here, me and Cowboat, and we're just driving around in circles here in Minneapolis, Yahoo, in the shuttle, and we're going from the main airport to Humphreys right now. We're going to pick up a couple callers, Yahoo, and we're just having a great, great time. We're ready for that show tomorrow morning. Speculation Sports, Yahoo. We can't wait.
Oh, did you hear me do preview my picks a little bit earlier on my show?
No, I just came into your show. Tell us all about your picks. Please tell us all about
it. Oh, I got to pull that up again. Yeah, I think I'm going with the Ravens, the Eagles. Who else is there?
Oh, you've got Baltimore, and you've got Baltimore and the Chiefs. You've got the Eagles and the Packers, and you've got the Cheater in Seattle plays New Orleans, and I can't
remember.
Saints. The Saints play the Cheater in Seattle. Yahoo.
Yeah, yeah. The Jets
play the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, this is what I'm looking at. Okay, Mr. President, I'm doing the Saints, the Colts, the Ravens, and the Eagles. Those are my picks for this week.
Well,
Yahoo,
we're not even close, young man. I'm taking the pack to pack those Eagles. Yahoo, I'm going to take New Orleans to beat the Cheater. I'm going to take Baltimore to beat the Chiefs. And I'm going to take an upset. Cowboys, New York Jets are going to beat up on Peyton Yahoo.
I think you're nuts, Mr. President. But then again, you were our 42nd and the 44th, semi-44th president of the United States. So you've been right before.
Yeah, I know. I'm the partial 44th. You know that. I mean, I love being the 42nd, but you know, I openly applaud for that, the secretary job there in his administration. And today I got the letter. I read it on Blog Talk Radio. It said I was overqualified. I'd be too much of a nuisance. So, Yahoo, I'm back on the unemployment line, the 99ers. I'm going to get my free health care. Me and Pelosi are trying to find a way back in and get rid of that Boehner, Yahoo. And
we want to really, really get ourselves back in the saddle. We got to get that free health care, and we want to get Obama reelected in 2012 because, well, Bill Hill will be out of a job, and we're going to do, I'll have my radio show, and I'll be disappointed, and I'll be on Speculation Sports all summer long, and blah, blah, blah. I'm disappointed right now.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. President. There's plenty more jobs out there. I'm sure you'll land on your feet. You can always keep doing the speaking gigs, and you know, and you run your foundation. I think you'll be okay.
I know. I just don't want to be a shuttle driver the rest of my life, driving at the airport, talking about sports and talking about Calpo Radio and Dr. Calpo. I want something else. I'm sick and tired of driving around the United States and getting people out of jail and being accused of having sexual relations with you-know-who. I did not have sexual relations with Moxie. I mean, not Moxie. What's her name? Monica Lewinsky, Yahoo, and that kind of stuff. I get accused of that stuff all the time by you righties. I just want to help this country, and I want to help everyone be prosperous. And we got to get out of the pool of prosperity. I mean, the pool of popularity and the pool of prosperity and the maze of mediocrity. We got to get this done and get back to work like yourself. Get you off underneath that bridge. Get you your dream job as a real just jockey and off the block talk radio. What do you think about that? Yahoo.
Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am.
I always wanted to be your intern.
Oh, I'd love to have you. I love your voice. You're so damn sexy. I close my eyes. I get chubby every time.
Oh, that makes me happy. Thank you.
Can I make you happy, baby? I want to make you really happy. Just don't tell Bill Hillary.
I don't think she would care.
I don't think. She got mad that I got caught. Not that I cheated on her. Just that I got caught and I didn't use a condom. I spunked all over that blue damn dress. Yahoo.
That's right. I have a blue dress, too.
Oh, my God. Can you wear it?
Well, I can't be your intern. You're not president anymore.
Oh, I'm the partial 44th, baby.
All right, well, we can talk about it offline.
Oh, baby, I'd love to. You send me some dirty emails at cowport@yahoo.com, and he'll forward to me. We can have an email love affair, Yahoo, cowport@yahoo.com, and we can be dirty to each other. How's that sound? Yahoo.
All right.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Can you guys CC me on those?
Oh, you goddamn right. You know damn right, because she's an FOB, baby. She's a friend of Bill's. And, oh, my God, I'm just thinking about you right now. I can barely drive my shuttle. Yahoo.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Thanks, Mr. President. Appreciate it.
I'll call you later. Yahoo. Calpo.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Quick. President.
Bye.
All right. All
the good
gas. I know. That's right. That's what happens when you're on top of the world. And by world, I mean Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join us up here, it's 347-826-7667. We get all the top-notch guests. That's right. We got the 42nd President of the United States, Mr. Bill Clinton, right there, kids. Call in, ladies. I know your panties are wet because the president was just here. Tell us what you think now. We'll be right back.
to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay back here with you. I also have Moxie with me, and we just had a nice, pleasant little visit from Dr. Cowpote and President Bill Clinton. That was exciting.
You get all the good guests.
Yeah. I'm kind of like Jay Leno and David Letterman wrapped up in one. I get the good guests and I'm funny too.
Yes, with a little bit of Dennis Miller, according to my son, Peter, who likes to jerk off
Peter.
To my voice. I keep telling him that's not appropriate behavior, you know? It's my son.
Right.
It's a little weird.
Hey,
I apologize.
Hey, Mox, you're having that cut, at least I'm hearing you cut in and out again.
Okay.
So you might want to stop downloading your porn or uploading or whatever you're doing these days.
Oh, shit.
Running your webcam. All right, I got another call here. 614. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Amy.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you? How are you?
I'm pretty good. I got
What's
a win
new?
Tonight.
You got a win tonight.
Yeah. 5-4 against the Calgary Flames. So it was pretty close.
The Detroit Red Wings is what we're discussing here, ladies and gentlemen. Amy is a Detroit Red Wings fan.
Sorry,
she's
it's my life.
She's one of the sexiest Chicago Red Wings fans. Detroit
Chicago.
Red Wings fan. Yeah, she is. I know for sure she is the sexiest Chicago Red Wings fan. But I can attest that she's the sexiest Detroit Red Wings fan that I know of.
Good stuff.
So what the hell is going on in the chat room? You pay attention to it, right, Amy?
I don't know. They're talking about, like, I don't know, that Pete guy is just, he was ripping into everybody talking about being gay and then, like,
uh-huh.
Talking
okay.
about
so everybody's
a lot.
Gay. Yeah, okay, so let's say everybody's gay, all right? All right, everybody's still here. What next?
I don't know.
Okay, so we're all gay. Fine. It explains why Iconoclast is here. Iconoclast, I know that you know that I kid. That's why I do it. I really hate when Glenn Beck does his audience or any show on Fox News when they put the stupid little studio audience in there and they start lecturing to them like they're a bunch of idiots that are just supposed to sit there and nod their heads and agree. I hate that.
Yeah.
Major pet peeve. And I like Fox News. Don't get me wrong. I actually like Fox News. I find it entertaining.
You do like
okay.
Fox News?
I don't. Oh yeah. I don't take it for the Bible truth on any subject. But
right.
I find it entertaining. I have to admit, my favorite show on TV right now is on Fox News Channel.
Okay.
It's Red Eye. It's 3 a.m. Nobody knows about it. But it's the only show I'm bothered to DVR. I don't care about any. I mean, But I have really weird TV viewing habits. I like to watch like C-SPAN and CNBC and Bloomberg and.
Well, I watch Bloomberg, but we talked about this before, and I told you I watched Morning Joe, and you were like, "What?"
Yeah, I can take. I don't know. Morning Joe, I can only take so much of. And I hate it where they just all kind of like sit around and just all act like they're all in agreement, even if they're not. That guy Joe, you know, he's such a flip-flopper. It's ridiculous. He should go back into politics because he's he's just as bad as any of them. He's right up there with Clinton with that southern charm.
Yeah, everybody is, like, talking about him and saying they want him to run. I don't know. He said it's not
he's certainly happen. Charismatic. He's certainly charismatic and has the ear of the 25 people that watch MSNBC.
Yeah, he is charismatic, definitely. Politics is definitely his niche, that's for sure.
Yeah, he loves it. He lives for it. And there's a ton of people that do, and they all live in Washington, D.C. or New York, and they just talk about it nonstop. I wish I had some clips from John Gibson's show today. John Gibson really pissed me off today. Sorry, Moxie, we'll talk about politics, kind of, sort of.
I'll tolerate it.
But John...
It's your show.
John, I like John Gibson a lot, but... And I listen to his show all the time, but he really pissed me off today for a number of things. One thing was the debt ceiling thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy's trying to be all fiscal conservative guy, and he's like, and some of these guys that campaigned on being like budget hawks and deficit hawks, and they're trying to stick by their words, and they want to vote against this debt ceiling. And then you got the soft rhinos. Really, I think they're. I don't think John Gibson's a true conservative. I think he's. I think he's a poser. I think this is an issue that kind of shows his true spirit. He wants to just keep let the bleeding continue. Just keep pushing it back. And he's chastising these people. Like, I don't personally, I think Jim DeMint is kind of a creepy guy.
Yeah.
But he's being one of these budget hawk teabagger people. And he's trying to stick by his word. And so is like Rand Paul. But although Rand Paul, I played a clip on my show. He sounds like he's in a cave and vote for it. But, and then John Gibson said something else today that pissed me off too. And he was the okay. So they announced the guy that's replacing Rahm Emanuel, and this guy Daley, who's part of the Daley Chicago machine, and used to be and worked under Clinton's administration, and they're going off about this saying, oh, look at this, they've appointed they've run to the Chicago Daley machine, Clintonista, to run the White House, and I was like. Wait a second. Do you guys realize? You guys realize who he replaced, right? He replaced Rahm Emanuel, who's Chicago Daily Machine politics former Clintonista. I mean, that's what Barack Obama's entire administration has been made up of. Is former Clinton people, and either Clinton people or Chicago Daily people or people that are both. Like this guy, who's also. From he's on the board of like J.P. Morgan Chase or one of these places. I mean, he's Wall Street. I mean, and people, Barack Obama is bought and sold by Wall Street, and it's just a fact. And nobody's been paying attention to it, and people continue to not pay attention to it, and they wonder why these stupid lefties that bought him bought. Barack Obama hook, line, and sinker are now being, you know, hit with the harsh reality that, oh, surprise, he's not doing your socialist bullshit that you wanted. No, he's just funneling more money into Wall Street, who were his
right.
biggest contributors for his campaign.
Right. Exactly.
It's a joke.
Yeah, all of it's a joke. Really.
Let's just make love. Right here in the air. Forget it. I'm just going to clear off the table here and just have my way with both of you ladies here on the air.
I know one person who would be a fan of that.
What?
I said I know one person that would be a fan of that.
Okay. One out of two isn't bad. It's 50%. No. In baseball, it's betting. That's betting 100. Or 100 to 500. Rambo's in the chat room. Rambo, Cool Cat, Blue Goose, Amy, Drac. Iconoclast. Ken Moore, Lady Slugga, Lady Krista Eyes? Lady Crystal Eyes. Another lady. Moxie, Shike, and Thunderdad. Thunderdad. Thunder, thunder. Thunderdad, ho! You guys remember Thundercats? Chitara. Chitara used to give me a boner. It's pretty hot for a cartoon. Okay, in honor of the late...
What happened to Moxie?
Ladies. Moxie is ignoring me, I think.
No, I'm here. I just don't know if my connection is fucked up or not.
No, you sound fine now.
Okay. I stopped downloading all that
porn.
Oh,
my God.
That is so great.
Did you hear Moxie's show today?
Oh,
Larry was on Moxie's show.
He was on a lot. A lot of show tunes.
Yep.
Enough of the theater talk.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Oh my God. Kids, that's a little taste of what it's like over there at the Humor Institute. It's just laughs 24 hours.
It's that and show 7. Tunes. Don't forget the show
tunes. It's wall to wall laughing and show tunes. Yeah. Anyways, that was fun. You guys should definitely check out Moxie's show. It's the radio version of the Humor Institute right here on Blog Talk Radio with our good friend Moxie, who it's always a pleasure to have her here on the program, isn't it, Larry?
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Oh, Larry.
I think you speak for all of us, Larry. I really do. All right, if you guys want to join us, we have another 50 minutes to go here in the program. Just pick up the telephone, call us, 347-826-7667.
Hello?
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy. say, and I am sick and tired of my vulnerability. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station, and I'm not taking no call cause I'll be dead soon.
God.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Insider Extreme Cam. We have such a good time, don't we, over there? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I got to pull up my pants down now, kids. I got to do the radio show now. All right. Okay. And if you want to join us on the Insider Extreme, just go to vincentthebay.com/Insider Extreme and click on the cam button. And of course, you can only see that if you're a premium membership on that site. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince of the Bay here with you for another 40 minutes or so with my ladies, the beautiful ladies tonight on the panel consist of Moxie and Amy. If you gentlemen want to court the young ladies, they are here at your beck and call. But you have to call in 347-826-7667. Or else I get them all to myself. Likewise, ladies, if you want a piece of me, just call that same number and we'll see what we can do. I like to think of this show as kind of like the Washington Journal of BTR. You ever watch Washington Journal?
I try not to.
No.
Okay. C-SPAN?
I try not to.
Speaking of Sonny Bono, if you ever, I don't know if you know this, if you go to YouTube and YouTube Share and C-SPAN, Share calls into Washington Journal all the time. Like there's been multiple times caught on YouTube where Share is called into Washington Journal. I think it's great. It's the best show ever. And they don't screen calls. I don't think they screen calls at all. Actually, like I think they just let them on. They have three lines. They have the Republican line, the Democratic line, and the Independent line. So maybe we should do that here. Okay, folks, if you want to call in right now, it's 347. Oh, for Republicans, it's 347-826-7667. The Democratic, excuse me, the Democratic line is 347-826-7667. And for independents, it's 347-826-7667. Join us now. The lines are open. I really wish I could keep up with the chat. Rambo says he wants some. He needs some Mohawk Beaver. Mohawk Beaver. So he likes a little landing strip, I guess. Is that what he's going for? Independence. Iconoclast. You just caught part of that. All right. I was saying the independent line. You ever watch Washington Journal? Just, okay, use Google. It's your friend. If not, use YouTube. It's kind of like your, it's kind of like your friend's. If Google's your friend, then like YouTube's like your friend's kid brother. It's really cool and good with video. Right? Yeah, use YouTube. It's your friend's kid brother who's really good at video. And Google, YouTube that. Washington Journal. There's actually a chick that hosts Washington Journal that is extremely hot. I think her name is Greta, too. I forgot her name. But she's really hot. But she's taken. There's a lot of hot chicks in Hollywood, not Hollywood, well, in Hollywood too, I guess, but in D.C. It's amazing. You watch C-SPAN, even the ones that aren't like the actual, like the senators and the congressmen and those people, they're all usually predominantly ugly, right? There's a couple that stick out, but the most of them pretty trollish and like visually trollish, like real, we're talking like something out of The Hobbit, just like fucking ugly people. And some of them are just, they don't seem like they're real. Like Barney Frank, are you kidding me? That guy seems like a caricature. There's just no way. He's not real. He's an actor. Anyways. Lost Amy. Sorry, Amy. I didn't mean to bore you there, honey. If you want to call back in and chop it up some more, please feel free to do so. I don't know why everybody's so quiet tonight. Moxie, are you, am I keeping you from something? Are you preoccupied?
No, I'm here. I'm a little tired, but I, you know, I'm a little worried about the connection and if I should call back, you know, in another way.
Oh, I don't think it doesn't sound bad now. I don't think we're having any problems now. I'll tell you if it sounds bad.
All right. Good deal. Good deal.
So you you identified a flawless crew member who infiltrated the Matrix.
Well, you know, there's a little bit of some debate going on in the chat about it. I suspected that there were two flawless members in the chat, which is fine. They're welcome to come here, right? I mean, we like flawless.
Yeah.
So,
although,
anyway.
You know what, I did have the misfortune to mention them in my description. I put 100% Jew and flawless free. And then after I wrote that, I thought, yeah. Hey, wait a second. What if I'm on the outside and I don't know what that means? That might sound borderline offensive.
Yes. That's a good point.
Like I'm running some sort of anti-Semitic show or something. And I was just like, ooh, maybe I should change that. And then I thought, well, hey, maybe I'll get more listeners that way. Because I hate anti-Semitic people. So people that hate anti-Semitic people might have called in tonight and inadvertently came across me instead and said, hey, this guy is pretty cool. He actually sounds like he might like Jews. Maybe it's just one Jew in particular that he's got a problem with.
Well, you don't really have a problem with the Jew.
No, I don't have, exactly. Well, I'm sort of taking it from the point of view of the outside observer trying to put two and two together. Yeah,
right.
Of course I don't have anything. Joe. I talked
Melinda.
To Joe.
Melinda gets a little freaked out. I think her dick gets hard.
Oh, yeah. Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her dick gets hard.
Good. Yeah, you're obsessed with her penis.
I am a little bit. I heard it's big.
Do you want to hook up with Melinda? What's your deal?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it would be kind of interesting, seeing as Melinda's a guy, and just, you know, maybe he's hot. I don't know. I'm a single girl. I'm not looking for anything serious, but, you know.
Neither is Melinda, I don't think.
I don't think so either. Melvin.
Unfortunately.
We call her Melvin.
Unfortunately, I don't think Melinda's looking for anything in reality.
Yeah. I think that's a safe thing to say. Yeah. Oh, PD of LA is all shocked. About Melinda. You know, you're missing some interesting talk in the chat between Ken Moore and Icon about Bonnie Flank. And how he's vegan and who can look at him and think he's hot. You know, it's a good conversation. You might want to recap that for people who are listening and not chatting.
As taxpaying Americans, we all are allowed to look. Right? He's our property essentially, right? He gets where does he get his paycheck from? Us. He works for us. He's basically our bitch. We could make him pole dance and if we wanted to.
I don't think anyone would want to see that.
In fact, we should. Just for hoots. Just for shits and giggles.
You know how I said earlier? Like, I think it was my show, but I'm not sure because we only had a few minutes in between my show and your show, our show.
Blurs together.
I said all the good, hot, awesome, smart guys are gay. There is one exception to that, and that would be Barney Frank. Because remember, we were talking about Icon, and I was like, of course, you know, hot, smart, cool guy, he's gay, all the good guys are gay. Okay, exception is Barney Frank. That's all I have to say. I can't talk about it anymore or I'll get sick.
Okay, fair enough.
He's just not hot. At all.
All right, kids, the phone lines are wide open. 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. Stop in. Say hello. Tell us what's on your mind. This is Blog Talk Radio. It's how many more do I have to go here? I got 24 more shows to go. 24 more shows to go here at BTR. So if you want to become a part of history here on my 25th to last show, 23rd to last show, 24th to last show, I don't know. Bottom line, call in 347-826-7667. And I did look at that YouTube video that CoolCats39 so generously pasted into the chat room, and it's of a homeless guy doing, or no, I guess he's not homeless. He looks just an old, crazy old man dancing. It was strut dance. It's cut together kind of in a funny way. Oh, it's a hoot. It really is. And, is that the same one he just put in right now? Drunk fat man doing a lap dance?
Oh, sick. The BWC is really active. I want to know where the LOC is. Do you have any LOC callers?
No, my switch word's empty. I mean, I've gotten a few people that called in for a second. They didn't raise their hand. They just were there.
Just hanging out. I don't know. The LOC, they were pretty active on my show, so I guess they're exhausted.
Yep, good times. Good times, kids. Keep them coming. I appreciate all the love. I got a lot of people listening as a guest, and that's interesting. I don't know if they're just too lazy to log in, or they don't want to log in, or they're maybe they are
scared.
Anonymously listening. We haven't got any anonymous messages from any. Maybe because all the anonymous messages could only come from people who are listening anonymously tonight.
Hmm. You know, my son is gone. I kind of miss him.
Your son?
My son, Pete, who was in here talking about how he likes to fap to my voice. So I was just telling him, you know, I was scolding him, saying, you know, you're my son. That's not appropriate. But, no, he's gone. Sad.
Interesting.
Past his bedtime anyway.
Okay, so Cool Cat, if you want to call in, 347-826-7667 is the number. Feel free to join us. Same for you, Rambo. I haven't heard from you in a long time, brother. Call in, 347-826-7667. Tell us what's going on with you. I've been following your epic saga on Facebook. I hope it's all working out for you there in Colorado. If you want to give us an update, we've got a half hour to go. Anybody who's in the chat, if you want to be a guest, we could feature you as a guest for the next half an hour. If you have an upcoming show that you want to pimp, 347-826-7667 is the number to call. This would be the time to do it. I know there's a lot of BTR hosts in the chat right now that have upcoming shows. If you want to shamelessly plug, now's the time to do it. Speaking of which, Moxie, when's the next Institute?
The Institute will open its doors on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. And as always, the show will be co-hosted by our senior fellow, Vince in the Bay.
I hear that guy gives good lectures.
He's awesome. I like
and by lectures, I mean, and by lectures, I mean hand jobs.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's some hanky talk going on.
Hanky talk?
Yes, in the chat.
What do you mean hanky talk?
Well, look, you know, that's the kind of thing that I don't even want to explain. If people are listening and not chatting, they should get over to blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay.
Hanky talk?
Hanky talk.
I don't know what that means.
There's just, you know, Ken Moore is starting up some talk about what color hanky icon wears and what color, and I don't know. Or maybe Ken didn't start it. Somebody did. The chat's moving too quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it sounds like something I'm interested in. I got a caller here, though. Let me go to the phone lines and take this. Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, what do you mean, caller? Aren't you going to say the area code there, Vince in the Bay? It is the one, the only, the Nature Boy. Woo! Ric Flair, live and in living color. Hey, I told you I'd be here, right?
Oh, my God.
What a pain in the
ass. Will you shut up with that crap? Don't you play another damn one of your damn recordings from your 1965 radio rip-off show while I'm talking. You hear me? Hey, I like the
Hello.
Do you know what? You all are a bunch of weirdos. You hear me? Vince of the Bay, you Doogie Howser woman, and Moxie, I still got two words for you, baby. Richard Simmons. Whoa! The Nature Bot is here tonight.
Wow, what a hoot.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
Oh, my God.
My stomach hurts. My stomach.
That was great, baby. Wow. What is that guy on? Seriously. I mean, if you're going to troll properly. That's just like, he's like the worst troll ever. I've never heard anybody worse, ever. I mean, the Cactus Crew, you know? And the Flawless Crew, at least, you know, it's fun with their dramatic readings and anonymous messages. But what that, it's got to be a friend of yours. I think you are a part of the Ric Flair crew. That's what I think, Vince. I'm just saying. Ken, my God. Ken says, keep him laughing. Maybe he will choke and die.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you, people. this guy, Nature Boy, just will not go away. It's a problem. And you know what other problems we had here on the BTR recently? Well, I'll tell you what. We had one problem. And that problem was a certain person whose name shall be not spoken on this program.
I'm a troll and a liar.
But they are no longer with us. Okay? Just yesterday, some other good friends of ours here on Block Talk Radio were eliminated or exterminated, if you will, from Block Talk Radio, and that was our good friends the Skype assholes. And we all know about the Skype assholes, right, Debbie?
What's wrong with being friends with the Skype assholes, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Well, Debbie, I'll tell you what the problem is with being friends with the Skype assholes. The problem with that is that you're being friends with, you're being associated with the Skype assholes who have had their account deleted, exterminated, if you will, from Blog Talk Radio. They've gone the way of the Jew, folks.
Don't forget the BWC.
The BWC has not been exterminated. But we're talking about people that are trying to make the BWC is kind of like the LOC. It's ever changing. It's liquid. It's fluid. It's not. We're talking about individual trolls. Whenever individual trolls try to like make a name for themselves, and yes, I consider Skype assholes an individual troll. All those people, all they do is go around as one big conference call. They're one big mound of gooey, like retired army vets who are, they're kind of like this big amorphous, like fucking behemoth mongoloid thing, right? They're an entity in and of themselves, and they got taken down. And that's where Nature Boys is going. And,
But Nature Boy works on his own, doesn't he?
Huh? That's what I'm saying is he's not affiliated. He's not Nature Boy is not affiliated with the LLC or the BWC, so he's gonna, it's sink or swim, and the track record isn't good for individual trolls. What do you think, Nature Boy?
I think that you're full of shit. Whoa. That's what I think. I think that you want me deleted, you want my account terminated here on Blog Talk Radio, but it will never happen. You understand me? You can eliminate me as much as you want, but you know what, Vince? I'm going to find the next damn crappy 1965 radio ripoff show that you put on, and I'm going to crash that one too. You hear me?
All right, Rick, relax. Okay? I'm not coming after you, all right? Nor I didn't go after the Jew. I didn't go after the Skype assholes. All I'm saying is those people got what was coming to them. And I'll tell you, there's one person you just missed him too. He was just here. That's Dr. Cowpoke. If Dr. Cowpoke infiltrates you and exposes you, you will go the way of the Jew. Guaranteed. Okay? Don't let Cowpoke go in on you there, nature boy.
Bring Jew. You bring Moxie. You bring the LOC, the ABC, the CBS, CNBC, Fox News Network, MSNBC, CNN, Home Shopping Network. You bring whoever you want. You bring whoever. It makes no difference to me. I rule Block Talk Radio. I am the new Jew. You hear me? I am the modern day. Whoa. Electrified, limousine run, Don Perignon drinking, son of a gun. I am the 16-time world heavyweight champion. I am four horsemen till the day I die. Whoa! I am the nature boy, Ric Flair, and I am great.
Oops, that's not your song. I was going to give you your song, Nature Boy. Your Nature Boy, this is your song.
I don't want to hear anymore about the promise in Spanish, you stupid prick.
Where is my retirement thing?
Wait a second. I was not playing Primus in Spanish, but I might have to do that now that you said that. I was trying to play...
Oh, come on, Vince, you piece of crap.
I'm trying to play Nature Boy, you talking vagina. I'll be right back. 347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay. Join me, won't you?
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with you. I have with me now Ken Moore. Ken Moore, what's going on?
Not much, bro. Lady Slugga seems to think that I am the one angry Jew, or as I call him, the happy Hebrew. So I was calling in so
man.
She could hear that distinction.
Oh, my God. Lady Slugga, what are you doing? This guy is wasting his Skype minutes calling in to be here just because you're worried about that asshole that is no longer calling into Blog Talk Radio, at least my show, ever
I'm
again.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You hear the difference there? All right, let's do it. Okay, Ken, say I'm a troll and a liar.
I'm a troll and a liar.
And now that's Ken. And now here's the Jew.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Play. All right, now you folks, let's do it one more time. Ken, you go first.
I'm a troll and a liar.
One more time, a little bit louder.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Okay, that's Ken. All right, now here's the Jew.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You make the call, folks, all right? What do you think, Mox? Is Ken the Jew?
Yeah, I think he's been outed.
Wow, okay.
It's okay. I like Ken. I like Ken.
Nature Boy, do you think that Ken's the Jew?
This is not the Nature Boy. This is Michael Buffer.
Oh.
Okay. Well, Michael Buffer is, what do you think? Is Ken the Jew?
No, I do not think that Ken is the one angry Jew.
Right on. Thanks. Appreciate that. All right. 347-826-7667. Lady Slugga, did that convince you?
No, she didn't. She's in the chat. She should call in.
She says no? She doesn't believe it?
Yeah, no.
No, the Jew wouldn't talk about the things that I talk about. He's too proper.
He was a troll and a liar.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's not coming back. Sorry, Lady Slugga. I know you want him to. See, now he's got everybody paranoid. Like, Lady Slugga's like, wait, who's Blue Goose? I don't know who Blue Goose is. I think that's the Jew. Or maybe it's Cool Cat, you're the Jew. Or I don't know. PD of LA is the Jew.
Admit it, Vince, you're the Jew.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why isn't anyone asking if I'm the Jew? I could just be very talented with voices. I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, actually, try that. Say that one more time.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Wow, that's uncanny.
That one-eyed fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
He's not even a Jew. He's not even a Jew.
He's not even a Jew, man. Oh, man. Sorry. Fuck.
You said the big word.
What, the F word?
Yeah. That's not very ladylike.
No, and I'm not.
No, it's not.
That's because you're the Jew.
All right.
Absolutely. Okay. And I'm coming out as a Jew. I'm letting everyone know that I am the Jew, okay? I am the one-eyed angry Jew. All right?
Will the real Jew please stand up?
Okay, I'm standing
and present
up.
Them. All right, Lady Slugga, there you go. You have it right there. Slugga, are you there? Hello, you're live.
Yes, I'm here. Hold on, let me mute my computer. That has got to be him. And I don't have a problem with one angry Jew at all. Not at all. I just think that definitely sounds like him. You could tell. Just like the other caller sounds like Kyle.
I am with Lady Slugga on all of this.
You can tell just on the length of the length of the time that the words come out, the way that you breathe and say them, everything.
It's not me. I do go by another name.
Shoot, man.
I do go by a different name, but I won't say what that name is because I get trolled when I use that name.
I'm a troll and a liar.
All right, Slugga. I don't know what you, Lady Slugga. I'm an insider in the troll universe. Okay, I don't know if you know. I do troll trends forecasting. I basically single-handedly predicted the breakup and demise of the Flawless Crew. I predicted, thanks to Cal Pote's help, the demise of the One Angry Jew and the Skype assholes.
I don't understand
and I'm
what
telling
you
mean
right by
now.
The- I'm still in contact.
I'm still in contact with the Jews camp, and I can tell you right now, that is not the Jew. I would, if he was
oh,
on my
please.
Show, I
you're
I
would, insulting everybody in your chat room's intelligence with that. All of them agree with me. Most of them do.
I don't know what else
how
I can tell
be
you,
on,
but that's.
If you go into archives, how could we be on the show at the same time?
Because you're like a Phil Hendry. Now, I want to hear you talk about Benjamin.
Benjamin? I can't even pronounce his name right.
Benjamin. That's the way the Jew says it. He's a Jew.
Say
so I
Benjamin. Yeah, let's get Ken
Benjamin.
To say Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Benjamin. Say
no,
Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Bean, like a bean like a bean counter?
Benjamin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, I have another call here. Let's see. We only have 4 minutes left. I got to take this call. Go ahead. You're on the air. Nine 936, you're unmuted. Go ahead. You're live.
That's Nature Boy.
Oh, he called back in on another line? That sneaky
mm-hmm.
son of a bitch.
I know. See, I know all these people. This is ridiculous.
And you know what? I unmuted him, and guess what was going? Well, guess what's happening?
It sounded like
not a whole lot going on.
Oh, it
exactly.
sounded like a bong hit to me.
Maybe the coat hanger is interfering with his ability to talk.
Could be.
Yep.
Is he not the worst troll you've ever heard, Ken?
He has to be. I mean, my 5-year-old daughter can come up with better lines than what he does.
Yeah, it's just stupid. I don't know, but Iconoclast TX in the chat is going to come up with a new screen name, One Angry Homo, he says. He's so cool. I love
a kind of class.
He's so awesome. Oh, jeez. I don't know. Say Benjamin again.
Benjamin?
Benjamin.
Benjamin? I can't
all
do it.
All together now. Yes, you can.
Benjamin.
All together.
Benjamin. Benjamin.
All right. That doesn't sound like the OAJ, but...
Yeah, because he's trying. He's fixing it.
Yeah,
I'm a troll and a liar.
Mm-hmm.
How can we argue?
He's got that raspy kind of voice to him.
Oh,
and the deep tone.
Mm-hmm. The deep tone.
Raspy. It should come out as the one raspy Jew.
The one raspy Jew. He's not even a Jew, man.
How can I? I'm
one-eyed Jew is a one-eyed Jew.
I must type fast because I've argued with him in the chat room before.
So that doesn't mean that you can't have two computers. I mean, how many people have you seen on Blog Talk Radio that do that? They call into their own shows. They call into their own shows and act like they got guests. Are you kidding me?
That's true.
It's not even a joke, man.
Is that not Walter from The Big Lebowski? Come on. Snake's voice rocks. I'm going to miss
right,
that voice.
I think we have Amy back. Amy, is that you?
Hello.
Or maybe not. Let me see. I thought I recognized that number. 612, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Vince?
Who's that?
Cowpote.
Oh, Cowpote.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Cowpote, we know you're the inside guy with Trollers. Do you have a couple minutes that you can talk to us about it?
Sure.
All right. Well, I have a minute to go. I'm going to wrap this up for my live listeners. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to go into overtime here with Cowpote and try to see if we can't expose the Nature Boy crew. I know Cowpote already probably has a dossier deep on them, and I'd like to get his insight and what his knowledge, and maybe have him square off against Nature Boy live here on the air. If you want to join us, we have a minute left. You have a minute to call in 347-826-7667. Less than a minute now.
Hey, Vince,
30 seconds. Yeah, what's
unicorn,
up?
Unicorns rock there, PD. You should be happy.
Unicorns do rock. And I don't know if you noticed, maybe you're saying that because it's in my description of my show. But unicorns are magical, and they are the guiding light to this program, and I don't like to call attention to it, but that's fine. And I'm wrapping it up here. Hang on. And everybody listening live, thank you. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. We'll probably wrap this up in about 20 minutes. Check the archives if you want to hear what happens with Cowpote and the Nature Boy. Thank you, everybody. We'll check you out tomorrow night. And now I bring on the one and only Cowpote. Dr. Pote, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Are you familiar with Nature Boy?
I've heard of Nature Boy. Real quick question. So did you tell me the truth that Skype assholes are actually off while they terminated that account?
Skype assholes have been terminated. They have been exterminated from the Blog Talk Radio network. If you go to their old site on Blog Talk Radio, it no longer exists. They're gone.
Good.
They were booted.
Because they had a thing on their message on their you know, we hate you, you hate us. They said, how long till we get kicked off of Blog Talk Radio? And I put on there 1 week. You know, I voted. You know, good. It's about time. Because they're nothing but a bunch of trolls.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been kicked off recently, and it's one of them is a former member of my show.
Who is that?
Well, this is what they're saying on here. They're saying it's Bill Wagoner. They're saying, starting with Skype assholes on Blog Talk Radio, Bill Wagoner is now targeting Facebook and moving on to Google.
Well, here's the thing. He will protect and defend
the safety and security. This is just Bill Wagoner, like, propaganda on their site, saying,
okay,
while
well,
they're...
Let me listen,
pal. The Nature Boy will be unavailable.
Okay,
you need to talk, buddy.
Okay, I only got about 5 minutes. Go ahead,
Cowpoke.
The airport.
Cowpoke. Okay, go ahead, Cowpoke.
Okay, real quick. You ever seen the movie They Live? Okay, where you have to have a sunglass to see the weirdo. Okay, The Skype assholes, you see them by your ears. You listen to the Skype assholes, you know who they are. If you listen to my show, Who's Debbie Daly, Skype Assholes, there's the plumber uses a really good word in there. You know what he says? We created Bill Wagner. What does that mean, create mean? I created Cowpult Radio. You created Vince in the Bay. She created Moxie, so on and so forth. You created a character, all right? You know, I'm Cowpult. I have a real name, really. But the point is, they created this allegedly Bill Wagner, which is just part of the Skype Assholes. There's really no such thing as Bill Wagner. It's just what he uses that word over and over again. We created Bill Wagner. So what does that tell you? It's the Skype Assholes just created the name Bill Wagner. That's what they've done, and
God.
You listen back to him. He says that over and over again. We created the one-eyed Jew, the one angry Jew. They're good, and he also says in there, listen to it again, he says, we do voices. So what does that tell you? He does voices. You listen to that Benjamin show the other day. Almost a Lola comes in. You hear Snake at the end. They all come in, and they Skype his show because they do voices. They're really good at
it. He's not even a Jew, man.
There you go. Right there. I mean, they created the Bill Wagner. You listen to that show. You listen to the one that Jew comes in at the end. There's a certain phrase he says. I can't remember. I was trying to find it the other day on the show. I was trying to find the spot on there. He comes in and kind of goes away because he has a certain way he speaks. We all do. You know what I'm saying, Vince? Well, I do my Bill Clinton voice. I have my own lexicon. I use it with Bill. We all know that. And you can intimidate a voice, but when you do it, you're going to have your own lexicon in it. And that's the problem. But they created Bill Wagner. They created this character that we're chasing around. It's just the Skype assholes being what? Assholes. That's
Wait,
all they're
okay.
being.
Dr. Pote, have you seen Bill Wagner on C-SPAN?
No.
Okay. Google your friend.
Well, it's probably not true, Bill Wagner. I mean, they like to create this illusion. I mean, unless it is, but they say we created Bill Wagner. They probably took his name and say it's like Skype assholes. They didn't think of Skype. They got Skype from somebody else. They just put asshole behind it. They didn't go out. I went out and got Cowpote because I got that nickname Cowpote. I went out and got that. Vince in the Bay is Vince in the Bay. You know, that's this Cowpote Radio. Dr. Cowpote is my thought process. You know, I mean, I don't claim I'm something special. I'm just having to form the character. You know, I mean, it's you're Moxie. That's your persona. Moxie, you went out and you say, hey, I want to be human and sister, and you're creative. It's something fun. These guys go out to be assholes, to be trolls. That's all they want to do. And I say, F them.
So, Cowpote, am I the one angry Jew?
Go ahead.
Am I the one angry Jew?
One angry Jew is part of Skype Assholes. If you listen to that, Benjamin, he's on there, and then in comes Lola, then in comes Snake, and pretty soon they're all in the little, it's like I said, they are the mafia. They were the mafia, the Blog Talk, and the Taliban. They come in with a little suicide bomber.
What's wrong with being friends with this guy's asshole, you stupid son of a bitch?
Well,
shut
right
up.
There it is, right there. I mean, what's wrong? How far away are they? I mean, I like to have fun with Debbie Daly, you know that. And I'm a conservative. I took the paint aboard for McCain, but I mean, being that far right in the KKK, if you think that's good, Debbie Daly, something's seriously wrong with you. That's my whole point.
Right on. So, are you familiar with the Nature Boy?
I've heard of him. Yes.
Can All you right. do your best imitation of him?
My voice is shot. I can't do that. Nature Boy. That's tough. My voice is shot from doing Bill today. I've been on like 5 different shows tonight.
Wow. That's huge. Well, we're really grateful that you decided to stop in and hang out with us.
Well, I'm on the way home from the airport, so they cut me loose early at the airport, so I'm heading back to Minnetonka, so that's why I'm trying to talk to my cell phone. I'm driving home, so.
Hey, Cowpote, side note, you have a lot of fun at your job, don't you?
I love my job. Prime example tonight. Okay, I met a lot of people in my shuttle. I carry my business cards for Cowpult Radio. I gave out 8 cards today to people to listen to my show. So they come to my show, they listen, and I say, go to Vince in the Bay. I write your name on my card. I write Moxie on my card. I go, listen to these shows. They're good, positive, funny shows. So whenever I do my Bill Clinton thing, and they come in, I come on, and I, and depending on who it is, I always say in my Bill Clinton voice, you know, welcome home to the great state of Minnesota. Anybody have to prepay reservations online? You know, I get in my, and then they get excited about it. And I say, well, if you want to hear Bill Clinton, here you can hear my Blog Talk Radio. Plus, I put on the card Moxie, and I put on Vince the Bay, and I said Debbie Daly.
You're lying. I know. Listen.
I enjoy picking on Debbie Daly. I have fun with her. I would never threaten the woman. I've never trolled her. All right. I like to have fun with Debbie Daly. She's a good kid. I'm not far from. I like to have fun. I've never told someone I hate somebody or whatever. I don't troll people. I listen to radio shows. I listen to a lot of
Blog Talk. What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
That's my, remember now, remember that's my content. I know. That was Debbie Daly. That was a prime example. She came right to where I wanted her to come to. All we need was a black conservative. But I'm pulling in my driveway, Vince. I will talk to you later if you call my show tomorrow. I have my member of Speculation Sports tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make that, dude. I will. Unless something really holds me up, I should be there.
10 o'clock Central Roundtable. Hopefully I get Giovanni, the bitch, and Ted the Talking Head, and you and whoever else wants to come in the house, and we can have a roundtable.
Oh, that's
going to
be awesome.
I'm going to try to make it, too.
Moxie, we'll break a top of coal for you, okay, kiddo?
Okay, sounds good.
Lots of love. Vince the Bear. Vince is not gay. Godspeed. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great night. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you too. All right,
chap. All right, ciao, you guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
There he is, the doctor, Cowpoke, breaking it down. Wow. Knowledge has been dropped.
I can't believe
it. What did we learn from that, folks? Let's start with Nature Boy. What did you learn?
Who,
Nature
me?
Nature Boy.
Oh, Nature Boy. Is he still on the line?
Yeah, he's unmuted, but all right, he's gone. Whatever. So what did you learn, Moxie?
Well, what I learned is that Bill Wagner is an imaginary character, and he does not exist, despite there being video of him.
Right.
So.
Okay, that's...
Yeah. That's all thanks to Dr. Pote. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, he's, you know, defies myth and legend. Ken, what did you take out from all that? Do you still think that you are the Jew, or have you resolved your identity crisis?
Well, evidently I must be the Jew because I heard it on Blog Talk Radio. Uh-huh. So it must be true.
Fair enough. Let's try one more time. Nature Boy, what'd you learn tonight?
I learned that, is that guy not talking yet? Is he done? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exposed you.
I will say, expose me. Come on now.
Yep.
Hey, the Nature Boy will be here for the next 20 years. Long after Blog Talk Radio is dead and gone, you will still hear the name Nature Boy Ric Flair. Your children will talk about it. Your children's children will talk about it. They will all reminisce about my greatness. You hear me? I am going to take this show to the limit. I want to be exposed. I want you to expose me. I want you to delete my account. I want you to get rid of me. Do whatever you think you have to do to fill faith. But when you least expect it, I'm coming back, and the Skype assholes are coming back with me, and I'm going to bring back the One Angry Jew, and I am going to finish off Blog Talk Radio just like I should have done in the beginning. Are you kidding me? You want war? Is that what you want, Vince the Bay? Huh? You want war? I know you're a troll insider. I know you've got all the connections. That's why I want to watch you fall right before my very eyes. Do you hear me? I want to watch you beg and plead for your show. And you're going to do it. I guarantee you before February 1st gets here, I'm going to make Vince LeMay get on his knees and beg for his show. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I heard you, Ric Flair, Nature Boy, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts and views here on the program. It's very educational every time you pop on here. It's not always entertaining, but it's definitely educational. I can't fault you for bringing a lot of knowledge to the program. And that's what I learned tonight, is that I really should appreciate Nature Boy more. He knows a lot of stuff. He knows his shit. All right, so I think I'm going to wrap things up. Ken, do you want to plug anything here before we end, wrap things up?
No, just visit VincentAbay.com at VincentAbay.com.
Okay. And Moxie, what's going on with the Institute again for anybody who missed it?
Yeah, Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific or 9 to 11. If you're some other time zone, you have to do the math.
Okay, I won't.
But, no, you won't.
I'll be there anyway.
You'll be my co-host.
Yeah, and check me and Moxie out tomorrow morning on Cal Poet's, or is it Bill Clinton's show or Cal Poet's show?
I think it's Dr. Poet's show. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, Dr. Poet's, I'm going to do my picks on his show, and Moxie's going to be there, too. Check it out. Check me out every night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here, Blog Talk Radio, Vince of the Bay. Only 24 shows to go. Thank you, everybody. And as always, keep the faith. We'll see you right here tomorrow night. Good night.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. Sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancers?
gotta let me know. Are we human? Or are we dancing? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancing?
Enough of the theater talk.